Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series, any up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series, and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com, along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BassRadio20. That's BassRadio20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, John Cruz will join us to talk about Autism Awareness Month and how the anglers on the Elite Series are trying to raise awareness over the next couple of events. Also on the show today, Casey Scanlon, whose quest to return to the Elite Series got a boost with a win in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open on Norfolk Lake in an event shortened to just one day by severe weather. And in the opening segment today, my thoughts on Scott Martin leaving the Elite Series over more trouble with the no information rule, warranted or not. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shadwrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now time to talk about a subject. As I said in the open, this is a very touchy subject, and it's the elephant in the room, and we have to deal with it. And I'm going to do the best I can to try and educate you on it. And we'll even hear from John Cruz, who will be back in the show a little bit later on, talking about it being Autism Awareness Month. But John Cruz is also the head of the Bassmaster Elite Angler Board of Professionals, the ABP, which was formed by BASS and the anglers to better communicate and collaborate between the Elite Series anglers and the organization. There are six different anglers that were each assigned a group of anglers on the 100-man Elite Series, and then John Cruz is kind of the head of that group of guys. And so we'll get John's take on that in just a moment, but I want to just spend a little bit of time on the background of this, because one of the most popular anglers in the country is Scott Martin. And for the second time, Scott Martin, one way or the other, ran amok of the no information rule. This cost him the opportunity to fish at his home lake, Lake Okeechobee, where he would have been a favorite to win back on the second elite event of the season. In that particular case, it was reported that Scott was rigging his boat, doing some work, doing some tackle work, basically in his shop, which is right there, obviously, at Okeechobee. And it was a conversation that was going on. Guys were talking about spots and so on and so forth. And Scott said that he did not shut that conversation down soon enough. He self-reported, and because he self-reported, there was no fine, but he was disqualified from that tournament, and it looked like we would move forward. Scott then fished in the Bassmaster Classic, and then now the next tournament on the Elite Series is the one that's being competed right now at Pasquotank. And a protest was filed by another angler. And I'm not in the rumor-mongering business, so I'm not going to get into that, exactly what was said and exactly you know what was found out in this process and in this investigation that ended up being short-stopped, because Scott Martin, when given the opportunity to take a polygraph test, which is required in this rule that was developed by the anglers along with bass, he didn't want to take the polygraph test. And so he decided that he would withdraw from the Elite Series altogether. Now, allegedly, there have been comments out there by podcasters and so on that talked directly to Scott, that Scott has said subsequently that this was going to be his last year on the Elite Series anyway, that he was going to be stepping aside next year to focus on making other content and so on. He's, of course, a very popular fishing show and has a huge, huge following on YouTube and so on and so forth. As to the rule itself, once the Elite Series schedule is officially announced, this is some of the actual nomenclature that is in the rule. Quote, elite anglers cannot gather waypoints or specific fishing locations from any source that is not publicly available. Anglers may participate in general discussions with fans or others about fishing, especially including boat shows, seminars, and the like. However, they must not use such conversations to intentionally gain a competitive edge for fishing a future elite event. So in other words, guy comes up to you at the boat show and says, oh man, I'll tell you what, I've been catching them on a red crankbait. I've been... You shut them down right there, and that's the end of it. You don't ask the question, really, you know, whereabouts were you catching them and so on, because now you're intentionally gaining some sort of information. All right, back to the rule. It says, to be safe in such situations, the angler should discontinue conversations that focus on specific locations or other information that might result in a competitive advantage. Elite anglers cannot solicit, gather, or intentionally receive any information to gain a competitive advantage from anyone other than another Elite Series competitor in the tournament. Elite anglers cannot buy or barter any information to gain a competitive advantage. A self-reported unintentional violation will result in disqualification only. Any contestant accused in writing of violating the no information rule to tournament officials may be subject to a credibility assessment, a lie detector test, relevant to the charges. Accusers may also be required to take the credibility assessment. Failure to pass the credibility assessment, lie detector, may result in disqualification from the tournament. All right, so that's what's out there. Now, Scott Martin has always been great to me. I like Scott Martin. All right, so I've got nothing disparaging to say about what Scott Martin has done and what his involvement has been in this over the years. I give him the benefit of the doubt in as much as that, you know, he's out there making content. He's out there whenever he's fishing a tournament. He might be fishing nearby waters to go ahead and make a TV show and so on. I get all of that. However, where there's smoke, there's fire. And apparently there was enough fire here where Scott just decided, the heck with it, I'm not dealing with this. He also took his own lie detector test. He hired a reputable agency to conduct the lie detector test, which he passed, and is looking to have that certified. However, he still is withdrawn from the Elite Series. John Cruz, this is what he had to say about this specific issue.
It's a tough situation because Matt and Scott are both friends of mine, and you know, I'm friends with pretty much everybody out here. And so, you know, for them to have situations like that happen to them is tough, and it stinks. But at the time, the anglers as a group, as a whole, wanted to tighten up the information rule, or at least the perception of the information rule. I think Jeff Gustafson, amongst the anglers, said it really well. He said, look, guys, it's been black and white from day one for me on information, and it's still black and white. It's never been any kind of gray area for me. And I have to agree with him. If you seek information from somebody that you know is wrong, that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't seek information, if you have somebody come up to you at the gas station and say, hey, buddy, I heard they're biting a buzzbait in the back of Pocanaw Creek. Hey, dude, I can't get any information. The guy still wants to talk. You've done your part. You've not violated any rules. You're good. I don't want to speak on Matt's situation and Scott's situation because each of them, there are different. Each of them, I don't think may or may not be done. I don't know. But I'm just saying, as far as the no information rule is written, it's pretty much black and white. It's not anything that you know, the majority of the field has to watch out. There's not a boogeyman in the closet, you know, looking to get somebody. There's not going to be any entrapment rules that are coming out. It's still just black and white. As long as everybody plays by the rules, everybody will be fine. We've had two instances this year so far, but we've had, let's see, three events. So we've had 15 tests, and we've had one of those tests be a problem. So yeah, there's 14 of them that have been no problem. Everybody's playing by the rules, all good. And I would expect that, I would be highly surprised if we had any more problems with the no information rule for the rest of the year. That's all I can, you know, kind of put into that.
The Matt that John refers to there, of course, is Matt Herron, who also left the Elite Series after he failed a lie detector test after the St. John's River event. And so that's who he is talking about there. Now, in closing, let me just say this. Why would Bass want this? I mean, for anyone that would think that this is a result that Bass would want, it makes no sense. Scott is a huge star, good-looking guy. One of the biggest stories in fishing would be if Scott Martin had a shot to win a Bassmaster Classic, if he landed in the top six on Classic Sunday and had that opportunity for to finish that unfinished business and all of those things. This is not anything that Bass would want. Why would they want to alienate Scott Martin and all of his fans? It's not something that anyone associated with Bass, in my opinion, would want to have happen. Now, keep in mind, Bassmaster is the title sponsor of Bassmaster Radio. I do not work for Bass per se, and these thoughts are all my own thoughts. Everything that I've talked about here are my own thoughts on this issue, but it would be crazy to think that Bass would have wanted this kind of result. Scott could have taken the lie detector test, passed it, and moved on. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, Casey Scanlon trying to work his way back to the elites, and he won at Norfolk in the St. Croix Bassmaster Open. That's next, right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now time for the Rapala Winners Circle. And, look, the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at Norfolk Lake, presented by Seven, basically finished under yellow. I mean, you know, to use a NASCAR term, that was it. They got a day in there. Casey Scanlon took the lead on day one, and with 18 pounds, 5 ounces, and that was it. I mean, the weather just got so bad, they couldn't do anything about it. So Scanlon gets the win, and not only is that great points for him in the AOI standings, but that's also, of course, a seat in the 2026 Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic presented by Under Armour, which is coming up in the middle of March next year. And Casey joins us now on the VMC hook. Casey, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So finished under yellow, I guess, is the best way to talk about that one. I mean, you go in there to Norfolk Lake, you have a nice day one, you know, mixing it up a little bit, and then they shut it down. I mean, outside of the fact that you were declared the winner on this deal, were you in agreement with it? Because the weather was just awful.
It was awful. We couldn't have gone days 2 or 3, I don't think, unfortunately. I mean, it was hard for me to get out of Arkansas. I had another tournament at Kentucky Lake, and, you know, what was a 4-hour trip turned into an 8 or 9 hour trip, just trying to find a route out of there with roads that weren't closed. So there was a lot of water coming in. We had a bad storm, you know, that would have been right at takeoff and lasting for several hours, on day 2. So, you know, unfortunately, it was a one-day derby, but, Bass definitely made the right call on that one.
Did you feel like what you had going on would have held up? I mean, was it something that you felt like you could have duplicated the rest of the way if, in fact, the conditions had stayed stable?
I think the baits that I was using would have worked. The area that I caught them in the first day of the tournament was a specific – you know, like 75-yard stretch is where I did most of my damage. I had a bunch of other water. You know, I planned on running, but I treated it almost like a one-day derby the first day of the tournament. I knew the water was going to rise and get muddier, and, you know, things were going to be changing throughout the tournament. So, you know, I tried to get all the weight I could out of that place because I felt like it had some big ones swimming there. But in general, I think the whole field would have had to go out. Day 2, I could have gone back to the same spot. But day 3, when the water finally rose, you know, 7, 8, 9 foot. I'm not sure on the actual numbers, but it was over the dock walkways.
Wow.
You know, where we were launching at. So I think at that point, you know, the whole field was going to have to make an adjustment on that third day for sure.
Wow. Casey Scanlon with us here coming off of his victory. Norfolk Lake is where he got it done. Had you been there before? Is that a body of water you were familiar with? I know you're from over that way, but is that a place that you had some experience on?
I've fished it a few times over the years. I fished it once in a championship years ago, just like a team championship. And then I fished the Bassmaster Elite Series tournament there, where we did, you know, half the tournament there and half on Bull Shoals. So it was kind of, as I believe Randall Tharp won that tournament. So, but that was the last time I had been, was, you know, 5-6 years ago when we had that Elite Derby. It's probably been longer than that, actually.
Yeah. Is that the plan to get back to the Elites? I mean, is this the goal right now?
Yeah. Ultimately the goal is to win tournaments and get to the Classic. You know, I mean,
right.
The reason I'm fishing the Opens is ultimately the Classic. It is an awesome tournament. And yes, I'd love to qualify for the Elite Series again. You know, it's a big commitment. So it's something I'd have to, you know, talk over with my family and sponsors and everybody. But, it's something I'd love to qualify for again and have the opportunity to to do for sure.
Yeah, Casey Stanley was Scanlon with us here. You did it old school. I mean, this is the second. You know, we saw a tube in the in the Bassmaster Classic, and it was like, oh yeah, I remember those. I don't know, I got those somewhere in the barn. I don't have to go dig them out. And we saw you doing damage with a tube here and a spinner bait. I mean, just talk about the tactic and the technique that you use there at Norfolk, because we're getting inundated, obviously, with shaking a minnow, but that doesn't seem to be what it was for you.
Yeah, you know, I mean, some of these guys are so good at shaking that minnow that, I try to stick to my strengths as much as possible. Throwing a spinnerbait, flipping a jig, flipping a tube in the springtime is something we do a lot in the Ozarks. So, given the conditions that week at Norfolk, had a little bit of stain in the water when we showed up, rain during practice, it was just, it kind of played into my strengths a little bit there. Those are two baits that got a ton of confidence in, and being from the Ozark region, they're baits that I've grown up throwing. And, I know they work this time of year. So, it's always a little bit more enjoyable when you can go out there and, just throw baits that you have confidence in, mm-hmm. and, fish the way that, that you kind of, grew up fishing. So, I mean, I felt right at home fishing that way. And, it was fun to, have it play into my hands a little bit.
Yeah. And it feels like, I mean, do you think that with so many guys fishing offshore now, that maybe one of the results of all of this could be that the guys that want to power fish, that there might be less pressure on those fish? I mean, is it fair to say that could be going on at some point in time? Because it's, there's always that ebb and flow in fishing, what's hot and then how things change.
Sure. That trend, you could see that trend happen. I know myself personally, I used to fish a lot more offshore and, mm-hmm. Finding those secret little subtle places with, my Garmin side imaging and I've had the forward facing sonar forever. Mm-hmm. I've been with Garmin a long time. And so that used to be, a strength of mine, is finding that mid range stuff. And nowadays anglers are so good with the forward facing sonar that a lot of that stuff is some of the easiest stuff to find. What was before was, kind of secret offshore, out on flats, is now what anglers go and look for and find. And it can be hard. There's a lot of pressure on those fish for sure. So, 250 boats or 230 in an open, it's hard to find non-pressured fish, whether you're on the bank or offshore. But I think you'll see, those trends kind of continue to change. The fish will probably get used to a minnow. They might start relating shallower. So seems like fishing kind of goes up and down in that way.
Yeah. Casey Scanlon with us here. I switched to Garmin this year on all my units. And, a lot of times people think Garmin and they just think about, forward-facing sonar, and they're just looking at it, as that. But it's not really the case. I mean, I'm amazed at the down imaging, the side imaging, the mapping. I mean, the Garmin units, from the ones that are in the cockpit to the ones that are on the bow, I'm extremely happy with, and they're a lot more user-friendly than I thought. I was always, led to believe that you had to have an engineering degree to figure out, work your way around and navigate around, but they are very easy to use as well.
Oh, they are. They're, I think they're the most user-friendly unit that I've used personally. They're, they've got a home button and a back button. Mm-hmm. They operate similar to your cell phone, but all the Garmin equipment, the Garmin Force was huge for me this week. It's a powerful trolling motor, super stealthy. So I was able to move around in that area without starting my big motor and disturbing the fish. And, the Garmin mapping, is helping me identify some of these places, and, they've been a great company to work for. We went in there, probably 10 years ago, there's five or six of us on the pro staff, and,
yeah.
They bring all their engineers in there and they listen to you, and the team just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and they change the product every year to try to to try to help us out, because us bass fishermen sometimes aren't the best navigating on electronics. So they try to make it as easy as they can.
Yeah, no, they're great. They work with you great. I remember when I first got everything set up, I called Lee Means. I said, get over here to the barn, will you? And he came and he sat in my barn for 45 minutes and kind of gave me a tutorial, you know, on everything. And it was amazing how cooperative they are, and they really are that way. I mean, it was cool. I swung by their booth at the Classic and hung out with those guys a little bit there, and it's a great company. There's no doubt about it. It was a rough start for you. I mean, 155th at Rayburn, and you're digging yourself out of a hole, and then you finish, 52 at Kentucky Lake, and then get the win at Norfolk. So you're in position right now to qualify for the EQs, for the three EQs in the fall. One more to go. Yep. On your side, just talk about that. How it's how it's gotten better and better for you in these three tournaments so far.
Yeah, excited to get the win. I feel like, I fished pretty decent at Kentucky Lake, didn't get a whole lot of breaks over there and was close, but that first one at Rayburn, another one day derby, went out there and, had a great practice. I wouldn't say great by Rayburn standards, but came in a little under par there. So now I'm in good shape, in the points, and we've got one more at Leech Lake. So I've got to go up there and been there before like the lake. It's got a ton of fish in it, so I know a little bit more about what to expect. It was kind of new to us all last year, so hopefully go up there, have a good tournament, and then we'll worry about fishing in the fall, which is my favorite time of year to fish.
There,
so kind of excited about having some fall derbies. That's gonna be fun.
I'll be emceeing the weigh-ins for those three EQ events in the fall, so hopefully I'll be seeing you coming across the stage, and we'll look for you there. Casey Scanlon has been our guest. Casey, congrats on the win. We appreciate you, man, and thanks for jumping on this week with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Tom, and hopefully we see you this fall.
All right, thank you. That's Casey Scanlon working his way back to the elites. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, John Cruz, speaking of elites, he's coming up next. It's Autism Month. He'll tell you what that means for the Elite Series as well. Plus, of course, we will touch on the elephant in the room. It's all coming up right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go, our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Miriana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary, to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover. And trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 20% off throughout the store during our friends and family sale. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it all home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 6th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as I said in the open, you know, it is Autism Awareness Month. And, you know, I've been aware of John Cruise and his involvement in all of this for a number of years now on the Elite Series. Dave Mercer gets involved in it, and, you know, many others kind of rally around this thing. And I thought, well, let's talk to Cruise and get a little bit of further awareness about this whole autism awareness thing, because especially with these tournaments that are coming up here in the over the next few weeks, there's going to be a lot of conversation about it, and he can tell us more about the entire thing. And he joins us now on the VMC Hook. John, welcome in. How are you?
Doing well. How are you doing, Tom?
I am fantastic. I appreciate you joining us again. And So this is something near and dear to your heart. I was always under the impression that maybe it had touched your family directly, that you had a child, but it's not. Yet you still put the full power of John Cruise behind autism awareness. Talk a little bit about that.
For sure. Yeah. Something that we've been doing for, I think, a little more than 10 years now on the Elite Series. A friend of mine, Eli Delaney, his son is autistic, and he was you know, really trying to just gain awareness years ago. And so I kind of grabbed it and helped spearhead that on the Elite Series. And man, just a ton of support from all the anglers. I mean, literally all of the anglers. Ike and Nelly is a huge supporter. Mm-hmm. Brandon Polinick is a big supporter. He does a lot on, you know, on his own with autism awareness. And then, you know, early on, it was like Kelly Jordan and Kevin Van Dam. So it's been supported by the entirety of the Elite Series field. And yeah, maybe I get a little bit of credit for it, but you know, really it's all the Elite Series guys that get behind it. And that's what makes it work.
So who came up with the logo, the decal? It's just so cool. It, you know, it's a largemouth bass basically. Well, it might be a smallmouth. I think it's a largemouth, in the puzzle design of, the autism logo. And I know a number of guys will be sporting that on their boats. Those that are watching the tournament this week, you know, on Bassmaster Live and on FS1 are seeing those decals on the boats. It's got the wristbands. You know, I've got several of those myself as well. But who came up with this design? Because it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that little design is one I came up with. Took the puzzle piece and we just put it in the outline of a bass, and it seems to work. And that's just another way to, you know, get people talking and show people that have autism that, you know, a lot of people out there understand and accept them, and that's really a big part of what we do with trying to raise awareness. And yeah, I mean, it's good to talk about it. It's good to raise money to help various charities, but really, it's just letting them know that they're accepted and people understand. That's really a huge, huge part of it.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that once you become aware of it, it's amazing how you become aware of how many families are touched by it, right? I mean, this is not something that, you know, like it's a, you know, super rare thing. You find out that there are a lot of people that are touched by autism.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of special ed teachers. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people may not be comfortable with talking about, you know, their child or their cousin or whatever being on the spectrum. But then you come to find out that there's just a lot of people that help support this whole special needs network, and autism is a big part of that. So just letting everybody know from the you know, instructors and teachers that deal with it to the people that are actually affected by it. You know, the bass fishing community accepts you and understands.
Yeah. John Cruz with us here talking about Autism Awareness Month and what bass and what the anglers themselves really are spearheading this thing. Now this weekend, of course, the expo, those that are listening to the show now, the expo is going on in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, where you guys are fishing out of the Pasquotank River, about a 200 mile playing field. That's all, you know, I mean, no big deal. But as that's going on, there's the expo there in Elizabeth City. So there's a tent there, I guess, or awareness there. And then next week in Anderson, South Carolina, Lake Hartwell, I will be there doing some work with Bassmaster Live, and you guys will have an awareness there as well, and have folks at the expo there, right? So people can come over and make donations and learn more, you know, about Autism Awareness Month.
Well, see, exactly. You know, the big key is that all the real work for autism is done locally. That's where, you know, Autism Speaks and the Autism Society, they're the ones that really kind of have the namesake for national autism awareness and for research. But a lot, the work is really done locally. And no matter where you live in the U.S. and abroad, the real work is done locally. So I thought, you know, I'm going to try to partner with a local organization here in Elizabeth City, and then we'll try to partner with a local organization in Anderson, South Carolina, where Lake Hartwell tournament's going to be. And sure enough, there are multiple organizations in both communities. Here in Elizabeth City, there's a woman named Diana Jordan, who is the president of Grassroots 252, mm-hmm. Which is the area code for this area. And that is a nonprofit organization that helps with the special needs community. And a lot of that is focused around autistic people. So she's going to be there on Saturday and Sunday. They're going to have a tent this weekend at the expo. I'll be hanging out there and be helping raise awareness and hopefully raise some donations as well. But also in Anderson at South Carolina, we're gonna have a partner there that's called the Rainbow Gang, and it's actually run. That organization is run by the Anderson County Parks and Rec Department. And what that organization does is it's a nonprofit as well. But that one, it's really neat because they take adults and they have recreational focused therapy. Mm-hmm. And really what they're doing is they're helping these people, these special needs people, train for the Special Olympics, and they raise funds and they help get these people to the Special Olympics. And it's, from what I've been told, it's a really, really neat, program. I'm really looking forward to meeting the people and seeing that. And there might be able to get a field trip for some of the athletes that take part in the program to come to some of the weigh-ins, and they're definitely going to have a tent as well. So just really cool to have to showcase two local nonprofits that operate in the two towns that we're going to be in for our Elite Series events in April.
That's tremendous. Now, if you can't get out there, or if you're not in a situation where you can get to one of these tournaments and you want to make a donation, because we have stations all over the country, coast to coast, but you want to go ahead and make a donation, you can do it at missilebaits.store. Just go to missilebaits.store and you'll see the decal right there. I want one of these on my boat, man. I got to get one of these decals. Yeah. Maybe a couple of them, put one on either side of my boat. I have the bracelets, but you can get a bracelet and a decal for just a $10 donation plus the shipping at missilebaits.store. So that's really cool as well, that people can get this and they can get the decal, put it wherever they want to put it, and the bracelet.
Right. And Tom, I also encourage people, just Google on your Google machine there, autism places near me. Just type that in, and you might be really, really surprised at what you find. I'll never forget, probably about 6 or 8 years ago, I had Jordan Lee text me, and he said, "Hey, man, I want to make a donation. Where do you want me to make it?" I said, "Man, that's great." I said, "Do me a favor." I said, "Type in autism place near me and see what you get." He texted me back and he said, "Holy crap, there's a place within 5 miles of where I live, and I had no idea it was here."
Yeah.
I said, bingo. That's where you make your donation. And then a little bit later, Matt texted me and he said, "Hey man, I'm going to make a donation to this place too." So that, you know, both Lee brothers, made donations to their local, autism center. And that's really, really cool. And it was special to me.
Yeah. Now that would be in Alabama. A lot of listeners in Alabama. So those of you listening there in Alabama, check that out as well. By the way, we are at missilebates.store picking up your autism awareness bracelet and decal. You're also going to find out something I did not know. And that's that apparently our Lord and Savior Jesus is not a scoper. I just saw that shirt, you know, WWJF, what would Jesus flip? So that's you must have got inside information on that, John, that, you know, Jesus is not a scoper. He's a shallow water kind of guy, right?
He really is. You know, I mean, most people, when they go back and read the scripture, they'll find that Moses was the original scoper. and so that just, you know, by default makes, you know, Jesus a big time flipper.
Yeah.
He was, you know, inspirational in the D-bomb, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But he definitely goes into the heavy cover and just punches them out of there. Big stick, heavy line.
Yeah.
No BS, man. You know, don't let that scrawny frame fool you. It's like he's putting wood on them like damn Brandon Cobb on that 11 pounder at Lake Fork. You know what I'm saying?
That's what, see, people don't know that part where, you know, where he told the apostles to throw on this side of the boat. He meant in the shallow. You know, they were trying to scope out there in the open, you know, part of the.
Right.
And then when he said.
He was like, "Dude, look over here.
Yeah, look over here. You could go ahead and flip a D-bomb over here in these bushes and you would do great."
Absolutely.
As always, a pleasure. John Cruz has been our guest. John, I'll see you in a couple of weeks at Hartwell. I look forward to that. And again, thank you for the update on the Autism Awareness Month as well. And that's just great stuff with you and what you and the anglers are doing.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm glad I can kind of head that up a little bit. And, you know, with the support of all the anglers, it goes so smoothly. And we have always raised a bunch of awareness. And, man, all I can say is stay tuned. I'm not gonna say anything yet until it's there, but stay tuned for some of the auction items that I'll have later this month for autism awareness. It's going to be a couple cool ones. That's all I'm saying.
That's great stuff. And again, you can go to missilebates.store to get yourself one of those beautiful decals, make a donation, and get a wristband as well. John Cruz has been our guest. And once again, those local organizations in Elizabeth City this weekend, it is Elizabeth City, North Carolina, Grassroots 252 is the nonprofit group. They're there to display and educate people on how to help improve the lives of the special needs community. And then in Anderson, South Carolina, in 2 weeks, it's the Rainbow Gang. They're a nonprofit group that operates a free day program for adults with intellectual disabilities. That program is run by Anderson County, and they focus on evidence-based, recreational-based therapy. So really cool stuff that is going on there. And don't forget, you can go to missilebates.store. That's missilebates.store. Make your $10 donation. And when you do that, you get a cool wristband and an even cooler decal that you can put on your boat or your truck or wherever else you want to put that. Very, very cool. All right, we're going to get a final break in here. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. Well, the elites are on the Pasquotank River this week as we speak, or really the Albemarle Sound and in all of its tributaries, north and south. This is a playing field of about 200 miles, and it was quite hairy for the guys when it all began on Thursday. In some cases, guys ran over 2.5 hours one way to find their honey hole, and some barely made it back. Let's just say that the boatyard was busy deep into the night putting some of those rigs back in seaworthy shape. And in the irony of ironies, day one ended the way the classic ended, with Easton Fothergill on top with Trey McKinney hot on his heels. And both of those guys did their damage in skinny water. And I think at some point, we need to put to bed that these young guys are just one-trick ponies. Maybe they are just pretty good. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio. Or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page, and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.